Prolexic recently released its Global Distributed Denial of Service, or DDoS, attack report for the fourth quarter of 2013. A case study in the report explores the growing threat of distributed denial of service attacks from China and other Asian countries. Throughout 2013, there was a significant rise in DDoS activity from Asia. Prolexic observed malicious actors taking advantage of Chinese and other Asian information technology resources and using them as command and control servers and zombies in DDoS botnets on the internet. In fact, 6 of the top 10 source countries for DDoS attacks were in Asia in the fourth quarter. China produced the second greatest amount of DDoS attack traffic in the world, second only to the United States. One of the reasons for so much DDoS activity from China is that the Chinese government has promoted internet adoption as a way to reach its political and economic goals. It has had an aggressive policy of building new internet-connected IT infrastructure that offers many services, including backup and recovery, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service, and more. As a result, China now has more than 538 million internet users and the largest internet infrastructure in Asia. DDoS attacks take a lot of computing resources to flood their targets and cause outages. Countries such as China, where technology growth expands rapidly, are often susceptible to a lack of oversight, lax security, and a shortage of professional managers for large server farms. This situation can result in the presence of significant vulnerabilities that malicious actors can exploit. DDoS botnets are often built from infected computers and mobile devices. Many of the computers in China run pirated software that is rarely updated with security patches, leaving these computers vulnerable to infection by viruses and malware. China is estimated to have the highest rate of computer infections in the world. China also has a huge number of mobile users, more than 400 million, and there are strong indications that these mobile devices also have a high infection rate. Mobile devices participate in DDoS attacks, and Prolexic anticipates an increasing role for mobile devices in DDoS campaigns. It is also likely that the Chinese national government itself launches DDoS attacks. These are some of the many reasons to expect that China will continue to be a leading source of DDoS attacks. The DDoS activity from Asia takes several forms, which are discussed in the fourth quarter 2013 Global Attack Report from Prolexic. You can download it from Prolexic's website at www.prolexic.com/attack reports. That is www.prolexic.com/attack reports.